This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Also, Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
Oops, sorry, Melanie. I had some technical difficulties here. Let's try that again.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Excellent. So, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. If you're just tuning into the show, the first hour, we got into a story from, where was it, Washington?
Something. This is Truth Dig.
Truth Dig, I'm sorry. Truth Dig about the 21 trillion, with a T, 21 trillion dollars that was spent by the military between the years 1998 and, was it 2014, 2015?
Right, 2015.
Yeah. So less than 20 years, so more than $1 trillion a year that is unaccounted for, meaning that it was spent, but they don't really know where, or at least they're not saying if they do know. And that's where we started the show. It's actually, we're still going with that topic, and we ended up talking about fractional reserve banking, the money system, the government, and slavery, and you know, all kinds of related topics to this this main discussion. But let's continue.
So it says here, the $21 trillion number comes from the Department of Defense's Office of Inspector General, the OIG. Although, as Forbes pointed out after Mark Skidmore began inquiring about the OIG reported unsubstantiated adjustments, the OIG's webpage, which documented, albeit in a highly incomplete manner, these unsupported accounting adjustments, it was mysteriously taken down. Luckily, people had already grabbed copies of the report, which, for now, you can, he said, gives a link you can view here.
Thank goodness for the internet.
Yep. It's, sorry.
You know, late.
Once it's there, it's there forever.
No take-backs.
Right. here's something else important that from the Forbes article, which is one of the only mainstream media articles you can find on the largest theft in American history. I'm not sure that I would call this a theft. It's just an it's unaccounted for or sort of undocumented stuff. You know, of course, the Pentagon is going to spend large amounts of money on things that we don't get told about. But I think it's important to point out that while this is practical, it is not philosophically sound. Because either you are governed by an organization of people who claim a percentage of the fruits of your labor, and you have little to no effect on those that group of people. Like, people don't want to hear that. That basically, you pay and you get no say. That's what we've got.
Called this the largest theft, but they're not quite correct, because the actual theft is when it's stolen from the people in the first place. The
sure.
The original theft is when they steal it from you.
Yeah, what
by
you
taking
do with it after that isn't theft. It's just gross irresponsibility.
Well, I mean, right. So if a criminal steals from if somebody steals from you, if they steal your wallet or take something out of your purse or whatever, and then somebody else steals that from the person who stole it from you, is the second person also guilty of theft?
Well, yeah, because you have some knowledge issues there, but even if you did it, so either they don't know that the first person stole it, in which case they're still stealing,
sure,
or they do know, and they know it doesn't belong to them, and they're not taking it to give it back to you.
Good point.
So, yes.
In this case, I think it's not inaccurate necessarily to call this theft, in the same way that if somebody's cooking the books at their business that they're working at, you know, some manager or whatever who's just funneling money into their own personal pocket somehow by cooking the books in some way, that's theft. You know, the person looking at it may or may not be able to tell where the money went. You may not know who it was that did it initially. But somebody's stealing something there, and there's a good chance this money got funneled into somebody's pockets that it wasn't legally supposed to go to.
I don't think that's a solid conclusion. They could just be spending money on stuff they don't want us to know about.
They could be. That's true. We don't know. It's completely unaccountable, whatever this is.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, military organizations have to have secret projects that they're working on, right? Like, they got to have their kill squads, especially with the United States military, where they're used as the world's police officers. They have to be able to send in their secret kill squads. God knows where these guys go and what they do. We got to see sort of what they do with the Osama bin Laden situation. They didn't want to keep that a secret. They wanted to show that they'd gotten bin Laden. They did the crappiest job possible of showing that they had gotten bin Laden, but whatever. Nonetheless, we got to see a glimpse of what it is that these guys do. But they've also got to have, this F-35 project where they've spent more than $1 trillion developing an airplane that apparently functions about as well as the ones that they've got currently that are 40 years old. They have to be able to spend ridiculous amounts of money on...
For whatever reasons, they decided not to flow it through the regular accounts of helicopters, bombs, whatever. I mean, there's only so many proxy wars you can get caught fighting against yourself before you just lose all credibility. Apparently, that number is higher than one, but, I'm crazy, I guess. So, yeah, it's kind of absurd in some ways from a completely utilitarian standpoint. It's kind of absurd that the Pentagon doesn't have just a line item of, secret. None of your business. Like,
right.
So this is kind of how that would happen anyway. There'd just be a line item that said, I don't see how this is different.
Hmm. And this is a quote from the Forbes article. So Forbes magazine quotes on this accounting investigation, given that the entire Army budget for fiscal year 2015 was $120 billion, unsupported adjustments were 54 times the level of spending authorized by Congress. That's right. The expenses with no explanation were 54 times the actual budget allowed by Congress.
So Congress passes a budget that supposedly allocates an amount of money to the military, and they manage to spend 54 times that amount. How does that happen?
55 times that amount, yes.
How does that happen?
Who knows? I don't know. Well, you're the government. Why don't you know?
I am not the government, and I never have been.
Well, they're probably not exactly paying Lockheed Martin in cash.
Okay.
So if I have the credit card, if I have the signatory stamp to sign contracts, and
you're saying they're creating financial obligations that they're just not meeting?
Yeah, so if Congress tells me you're only allowed to spend $1 million, and I'm like, F you, Congress, I'm spending $52 million, and I just keep signing contracts at Lockheed Martin, I spent $52 million.
So they have access to a bottomless bank account, basically? Like,
apparently.
How can you spend
because
something
Lockheed
you don't have?
Martin is not going to say to the Pentagon, we have reviewed, A, and care about, B, what your authorized spending limit is. You're good for it.
Sure. No, I see what you're saying, but it's still, I mean, I don't know. It's the government, so they obviously can do whatever they want to do, but if I give you a budget of $10, you have $10. You can't spend more than that. If you have a credit card that I've given you.
If you give me your credit card, I can.
Right.
If you give me your signature stamp,
but somebody still has to pay the credit card bill at the end of the month.
Who says they're not?
Well, where's that coming from? Wouldn't that supposed to also come from the budget that they've been allocated?
Apparently not.
I just don't even understand this.
This isn't real accounting. This is government world accounting, where you can do whatever you want, and you'll just get away with it. 54 times the amount that they were allocated is what they spent.
Right. There's not one person who's responsible here. Whoever it was over the years.
Well, there's not, because
this is one year.
Huge entity.
Right. Right. This was in 2015. This is one year.
Right, but the total $21 trillion is over 15, 16,
yeah,
17 years.
So the U.S. federal government is still on the hook for those bills. Whether they pay or not is a different story. And can they defeat their own military contractors? Like, that's just a side issue. They're still on the hook for that bill. The Pentagon is an authorized signatory to those contracts.
Yeah.
It's not Lockheed Martin's legal responsibility to go to Congress, figure out what the budget was, and figure out what the Pentagon has already spent.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What I was saying was is that whoever it was that made these expenditures, they're not going to be held responsible for it. They were just doing their jobs.
Well, here's the explanation I got it for you.
Of where the money came from?
Yeah, it's right here. I got it.
An official explanation?
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll get to that coming up here in moments.
Inspector General.
855-450-FREE like freedom. Join us on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number. If you want to join us on the radio, we're talking about massive corruption in the federal government. Of course, you know, I repeat myself, government itself is corrupt to the core. But some of it's been uncovered now, or at least we know it exists. $21 trillion in basically unknown spending by the U.S. military over a series of under 20 years. So it's more than $1 trillion worth a year on average. That's what's been revealed here by Truth Dig, was it, or Truth Out? Truth Dig?
Truth Dig.
Truth Dig. And, Mark, you're going to share some sort of official explanation here from the story in just a moment. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio tonight. But you've heard Melanie talking about money, and she knows a thing or two about it. She's a bookkeeper professionally. She's also somebody who can do your taxes for you. Tax season is obviously passed for this year, but there's always preparations that you can make to get ready for 2019, and if somebody hires you, Melanie, you're going to help them do that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah. So if you have a small business or something like that, or some people with complicated investments, if they have crypto on an exchange kind of planning for that kind of stuff. For small businesses, we have monthly plans starting at $100 a month.
For bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm. And it does get the bookkeeping done, but it's basically a tax planning program. Make sure everything's where it needs to be. Make sure you're buying and not buying things when you need to be doing that for, you know, tax purposes.
And you know your stuff. You're the kind of person who actually likes to read the law. You actually, you know, that's kind of like a hobby almost of yours. You seem to actually enjoy it, which I don't know about you, but I can't stand that crap. So you definitely want to hire somebody who enjoys it.
I wouldn't be able to be on the radio while I was reading the IRC, but
Internal Revenue Code, that's what it stands for. So, yeah, if you want a professional handling your bookkeeping and your taxes who hates the state, that's Melanie. She's an actual anarchist who's a tax professional. So you want somebody like that on your side, get in touch with her directly over at tax.freetalklive.com, taxtax.freetalklive.com. That just runs you right on over to her website when you go there, and you can reach out directly to her and set up a consultation when you get a chance. Again, that's tax.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, you said somebody's got an explanation here for the $21 trillion that is unaccounted for.
This is actually for the unaccounted for $6.5 trillion.
Which is 1 year's worth?
This is 1 year's worth in 2015.
Okay.
This is in July 2016. The Inspector General, the report, they indicate that in their report that unsupported adjustments are the result of the Department of Defense's failure to correct system deficiencies.
There you go. Some system deficiencies, a little here and there. You're losing money here and there.
Right. It'll just add 54 up. Times their budget in 2015 is just system deficiencies.
Yeah, that looks pretty deficient to me. All right, moving on.
Right.
Make sure you get on that in the next 50 years.
Right.
Let's fix these deficiencies.
It's just one sentence to explain all these trillions of dollars.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. They'd blame trillions of dollars of mysterious spending on a failure to correct system deficiencies. Mm-hmm. That's like, I'm not even going to say what that says. It's just like me saying I had sex with 100,000 wild hairless aardvarks just because I wasn't looking where I was walking, is what he says. Anytime you can include the word aardvark in a sentence, you've already.
Yeah, so like that seems like a thing you would notice, though. So like, if you scale that down to a personal level, if you just keep getting things from Amazon that you didn't order, and they're addressed to you, and you do have an Amazon account, mm-hmm. you might want to look into that because they're probably going to bill you for it.
Exactly. But then again, that's your own personal bills, and you care about that, whereas government bureaucrats, they don't care.
Yeah, over 20 years, so since before I was overage until now, you might want to check into what's going on if this is occurring on a regular basis.
If it were you personally, yeah. And then those bureaucrats probably would on a personal basis.
Or if that was actually true, if that was actually why.
If the bureaucrats running these programs had Amazon packages showing up mysteriously, you better believe they'd look into it because that's their own personal budget that they're concerned about there. People are concerned about that kind of thing because they are responsible for the things that they do, or at least they should be.
And that's the thing that could happen. You could tell your wife to order soap and forget, and tell your kid to order soap and forget, and put it on automatic order and forget. Like, that could happen.
Sure.
But it's not going to happen for 20 years.
You're going to correct it as soon as you discover it. as soon as you notice it's going on. But bureaucrats, they don't have the same incentives as the rest of us because they don't have personal liability for their actions when they're on their job. They don't have financial liability for their actions generally while they're on the job. And so they can just do whatever they want. And if they benefit from it directly, like, you know, they get some solid gold laptop computer or something delivered to their office and, you know, they get to walk away with it at the end of the year because then they can just order another one or, you know, get the fanciest desk chair that they can possibly imagine. Government people do this kind of stuff because they can get away with it. And even if they get caught, it's not like they're going to have to pay it back, right? It's like, oh, this is the person who did that. They're retired now. What are you going to do? Dock their pension for $21 trillion?
Right. They'll make sure they get that.
Uh-huh.
So I think he makes this point here going on. It also means that anytime our government says it doesn't have money for a project, it's clearly laughable. It can clearly create as much as it wants for bombing and death. This would explain how Donald Trump's military can drop well over 100 bombs a day that cost well north of $1 million each. So why can't our government also create endless money for health care, education, the homeless, veterans benefits, and the elderly?
Well, we don't have to make it worse. We could just, you know, stop at what they're already doing. We don't have to add to.
See, he's revealing his political beliefs.
Sure.
And the answer is, they could. They could do that. They could print out more money, and we could have, you know, rampant inflation, just like in Venezuela, and look at how healthy people are. Oh, wait, no. You can't even get medicine in Venezuela because they've gone so crazy with inflation there. It has absolutely ravaged the economy and made it so people can barely even find food to eat there. So there are consequences to these actions. And this military thing, while he's right about, you know, them being ridiculous with this military spending, more and more government spending, more government inflation is not going to make the world a better place. It's not going to get hungry people fed. It's not going to help people create jobs or anything like that.
Well, what he's saying, and I think this is a true statement. Look, I understand that government health care and creates all kinds of externalities and makes the marketplace inefficient. But if the money that was spent on the Pentagon, the $21 trillion from 1998 mm-hmm. through 2015, had been spent instead on, what do they list here?
Healthcare.
Homeless, education, yep. veterans benefits, the elderly, and these sorts of things, then presumably everything would be the same in America, because we are $21 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
Right? And so that money was spent and did go into a black hole. Now, if that money had been spent on something domestic as opposed to something, things that go boom and that are worth nothing, that we would be better off? I mean, I think that's a relatively fair statement.
Well, no, I don't want them entangling themselves into more programs. Veterans benefits is the only thing that is even arguably should be a public market thing. And we don't know that the Pentagon wasn't. I mean, the Pentagon is a war agency. So.
All right, we got more coming up here. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. How about government jobs for everybody? I got a story about that coming up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. Goberkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us on the radio. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, you can also join us through our Discord on-air call-in-line chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. The Blink Home Security System back on board here with Free Talk Live. We got one here at the LRN studio. Mark, you've got one at your household. And whether you've got a small office or a home, this is a great wireless security camera system. Wireless is the key aspect of this, besides the fact that it's actually shockingly affordable. You don't have to run cables. You don't have to drill holes and run wires through walls and all of that setup that it takes. I mean, it's just a brutal amount of setup if you've ever done an install on a wired security camera system. And
this is minutes.
Just yeah, moments. I mean, you unbox it. Probably unboxing it and putting the batteries in is going to be like half the time that it takes. You know, then you just set the cameras where you want them and you configure it via the wireless interface, which you can put on your phone or your tablet, whatever your preference. And then once you set the cameras up to operate during specific time frames, you know, you can do it all day or at night or whenever it is you want. Then if something happens in front of the cam, it will send you a clip of the thing happening right to your phone. So if you're at work or if you're on vacation or wherever it is you are, you get to see what's going on in your house and or office, wherever it is you have this. I wouldn't recommend it for big offices because, again, it's Wi-Fi based, so it's got a hub. And so the hub has to be able to communicate with the cameras. So perfect for a home, perfect for a small office. The price is right. In fact, it's already a great deal. If you just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, you'll get an extra 15% off. Three Blink cams for way less than the other guys. Once again, that's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So if we're talking about government spending here, the mystery of $21 trillion that just doesn't, you know, it's technically on the books. They know it was spent, but we don't know on what. We know the military spent it, but we have no idea where it went to. That's where we've been on the show here tonight. But one of the questions that we discussed sort of tangentially related to that was the question of, well, what's going to break? You know, when is this going to break? When is this debt, the over $20 trillion in debt, is it, you know, when's that going to have some kind of breaking effect? Because we know it's hurting people. Like, we know that the more the government prints out, the more that, you know, that steals wealth from the people who've earned it, you and I, and transfers it into the pockets of the politicians and the politically connected. So we know that's hurting people over a long period of time, but it hasn't gotten to the point of, like, Venezuela, where people are missing a meal. Right, where every day it's hard to find chicken.
It's more of a rate increase thing than a total sum value thing.
What do you mean?
So it doesn't really matter from that vantage point how much a one Federal Reserve note is worth.
Mm-hmm.
It matters what usually is referred to as the inflation rate. That's what's going to cause that harm. Because if
sure.
There's no difference like that in what a denomination is. So if one U.S. dollar was, in fact, worth one-tenth of a penny, that doesn't matter. It's how you get there that matters. If that's what it started out as,
well, right.
Who cares?
They got there by printing out more money.
Yeah, if they inflate at, you know, a tenth of a percent a year, that's not going to cause anywhere near as much harm as if they inflate that in 1 month.
Right, so, like, there used to be a thing called penny candy, you know, back in the day. Can't get that anymore.
Yeah, I think you could get a cheap piece of bubblegum for 3 cents when I was a kid.
When you were a kid, that would have been in the 1970s.
I've seen 5 cents at gas stations between here and Vermont.
For a piece of bubblegum?
For candy.
Okay, that's, still, that's something. But either way, you know, my point
is, it's probably just to keep the kids from taking a whole handful of free candy. That way they, you know, they have to come up with something in order to get the piece.
Yeah, I
don't think you're making any money on three-cent candy.
Yeah,
5 cent candy, excuse me.
Probably not. I can tell you that you go to a candy store, it ain't going to be a 5 cent candy. You're not going to find that. You go down to
a candy store has some higher quality stuff.
And rent to pay, things like that, yeah.
Sure. My point was going to be that prices have gone up over time, and that's because of the continual printing. So a dollar is not worth today. It does not buy what a dollar used to buy 100 years ago, right? Or even 50 or 20 or 10 years ago. And you can see that at the grocery store with the price of a loaf of bread. You can see it with, you know, all kinds of different things out there. And so the government continues to take away value by printing out money. But you can see that they can make that last for a long time. You look at Venezuela, where it is an absolute S-hole at this point because of what the government has done to that country. Those poor people down there are really suffering. And unfortunately, you guys touched on it last night. Looks like the final results are in from the election in Venezuela.
Yeah.
And Nicolas Maduro has won his reelection. There's some stories that, you know, I'd like to share about that, but it's not really the topic we're discussing at the moment. But just as an example of how bad things can get, and they're not even anywhere near that bad in the United States right now with all of the $20 trillion in debt. Well, all of the continual lost money in the printing and all of this stuff going on, the continual inflation, we're not even close to how desperate of a situation it is down in Venezuela.
Because they don't have hyperinflation.
Right. So that's the question is, well, Mark was asking earlier, how long before this thing breaks? I don't know. It seems like they can string it out for a long damn time, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. It certainly does. Because the fact that these debt notes, the Federal Reserve notes that they have are, I mean, they're worse than worthless. I mean, they're a designation of debt. The country is $21 trillion in debt to the nation, the government, the organization that claims to be these things. It seems to be sort of irrelevant It just keeps on chugging
along. The debt is irrelevant.
Yeah, the debt seems irrelevant.
Well, I think that it is from a societal collapse standpoint, mm-hmm. or even from a government collapse standpoint, because I'm not aware of any law of economics that would say at X amount of value in debt, X happens.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's just the question is, can they keep their inflation rate under control? And if they can, then it seems like they can just make this thing go. It just keeps on going. I mean, it's just a constant wealth transfer. People are going to slowly get poorer, but they're not going to get poorer as drastically as they are in Venezuela because the inflation rate is much, much higher there, right? So people are trying to spend their money in Venezuela as soon as they get it, because otherwise you're insane, because if you wait till the next day, if you wait 6 hours, prices are going to go up. Yep. In a place like that.
I was trying to, so I was with Jeffrey Tucker just a couple of days ago on a catamaran in St. Kitts.
Oh, that's
it was
nice.
Wonderful.
Did he have a glass of wine?
He had some rum punch.
Yeah, okay.
But he was not wearing a double-breasted suit.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Dressing down.
Yeah, he was in swim trunks.
Okay.
Snorkeling. And I was trying to get him to comment on this particular issue, because I don't know. I really don't know.
Which issue, the $21 trillion or
the
inflation?
What the relevance of the national debt is to life and money and economics or anything like that. And his answer is that it's not particularly relevant. I mean, there's no magic number at which it all falls apart or anything like that.
It's slowly falling apart, but it's just a slow motion thing that it's not. It could take generations before this government goes down.
Right.
So one of the problems, as I touched on before, is that people believe in this system. Even if they hate Donald Trump, even if they hate Hillary Clinton, even if they understand that government is corrupt, even if they understand that it's just going to be one corrupt politician after another, they still believe that it could be saved. That they, if they just elect the right people, that this is a legitimate idea, the idea of having government, of having a state, this group of strange men and women that think it's okay to just tell everybody what to do and how to live their lives, and if they don't, they punish them with violence and jail cells and things like that. And the fact is, even if we can have some kind of a decent-sized renaissance of people coming to the conclusion that, hey, liberty's important, let's try freedom, let's try not using coercion on our neighbors, we're never going to convince everybody. And in fact, as an example of how far away we are from convincing people of that, here's a headline from TheHill.com. 46% of Americans support a government jobs guarantee. Nearly half of your neighbors would support...
Yeah, I think North Korea has that going on.
Yeah. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. The Discord chat is over at discord.lrn.fm. And there's a room specially for you to join us on the air in that Discord chat. So head on over there and do that. You can talk about whatever you want. With you here tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We've been talking about some economic issues with the government just losing insane amounts of money, or misallocating it, or hiding it, or whatever you want to talk about. It's gone. They spent it, and we don't know what they spent it on. Changing gears slightly from that is a promise or a proposal from certain political personalities in Washington, D.C. to guarantee government jobs. Just to give you an example of how economically clueless many Americans are, here's a new poll from the Rasmussen folks, TheHill.com, reporting that nearly half of Americans would support a government program meant to guarantee a job to every citizen, according to a recent survey from Rasmussen, released within the last week or so. Finds that 46% of respondents would support a plan by the federal government to guarantee all Americans a job that includes health insurance benefits. The news comes on the heels of several top possible 2020 Democratic presidential candidates endorsing the idea, including Senators Cory Booker and Kristen Gillibrand, and, of course, Bernie Sanders.
So let me ask you this, Ian. Currently, all Americans get some kind of welfare, right? Like, you can get... You can basically choose not to work if you want, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't get welfare.
Some amount of money. Well, they I'm not saying they get it, but they have the it's available to them.
Okay.
And they also can, if they wish, claim free government health care, right?
Yeah.
So that's all this program's proposing, is to give you some meager wage and free government health care, which is what Americans can have now by not working. Why not have them work for the government for this anyway?
Because it normalizes it, and because I don't want the government to have more resources.
Okay. So
you mean human resources in this case?
Yeah. I think that the average person, when they hear this, think to themselves, well, working is better than not working, and they're already getting all this stuff.
Yeah, a government make-work job is not real work.
No. As a matter of fact, I believe it will ruin you for real work.
Yeah.
And look, I'm with you.
You'll expect a paycheck in that case, no matter what your performance is. Because if your job is guaranteed, then if you don't perform at the job, it's still guaranteed, right? So, right. Like...
if you would just show up and play Fishville, and which I have, which is what some of the people at the office that I worked at when I was a minarchist did, and
is this a government office?
Private office or government?
Yeah, no, it was a government office.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have to clarify I was a minarchist if I was working at some private office. But, yeah, so this doesn't guarantee that you work. It guarantees that you get paid. If you cannot be fired, you could show up. You could not show up, in theory. You could sit on Facebook all day and still get paid. So this isn't really different than welfare.
Pretty much anybody who's been in the military has at least one story of that group of guys that ran around trying to find places that they could sleep rather than working, right?
Can't blame them.
Well, I mean, ultimately, that's what these operations do.
Yeah.
There will be 1 out of 10 of these people will work their butts off, for a great opportunity.
Do something.
Yeah. Well, they it doesn't mean that they'll work their butts off for the government. It doesn't mean that the marketplace needs their service, just that they work hard.
There's almost a guarantee that the market doesn't need whatever government jobs come out of a program like this. There's a guarantee the market didn't need it, because otherwise it already exists. Because if the market needed those positions, somebody in search of a profit would have created those. But the government doesn't have the same incentives as people in search of a profit. In this case, the incentive is for people like Bernie Sanders to get political points. That's what the incentive is here. It's for him to promise a bunch of free money. I mean, this is essentially another variant. Since, again, the job is guaranteed, you can't essentially get fired from a job that you're guaranteed. It's essentially the same idea as universal basic income, right?
Except that you have to work.
No, yeah. You don't. It's a guaranteed job.
You have to show up to a spot.
Well, yeah.
Maybe. Hey, I got a job guaranteed. If I don't show up at the spot and then they fire me, give me my next guaranteed job.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a limit on the number of guaranteed jobs that I can have?
Well, you can't get fired. I mean, if the job is they hand you a broom and you go out and you work or whatever, then, I mean, you won't necessarily get your check if you don't work. A guaranteed job doesn't mean you're guaranteed a paycheck, if that makes sense. So if I guarantee you a job and you have to show up 20 days out of the month to sweep the street, then and you choose to show up 8 of those days, then maybe you only get 8 days worth of pay.
Well, yeah, so it still could be an hourly position, so you still would have to show up, which could mess up your life in other ways, but you wouldn't necessarily have to work.
Booker has already announced a plan for guaranteed employment, while Sanders is preparing to announce a similar program in the coming weeks. Gillibrand has indicated her support for the issue in her statements. Other liberal causes also fared relatively well in the survey. 44% of Americans said they would support a ban on plastic shopping bags in their home state for environmental reasons.
Yeah,
and none of those people live on the fourth floor of an apartment.
Why is that? I don't understand. Oh, it's carrying.
Because you're carrying your groceries.
Well, what they want you to do is to have fabric bags. I mean, my wife and I must have 20 fabric bags from different organizations that give them to
I
us.
I use these fabric things. Bags as carry-on luggage.
Okay, great.
That's what they're for.
Well, I use carry-on luggage for carry-on luggage.
I mean, that's nasty, but you put in, like, raw meat in, like, this cloth bag. And I guarantee you these people are not washing these things.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
raw meat is wrapped in cellophane.
Not always.
It's in this little thin plastic thing that's open on one end.
How about milk containers, man? How many times has one of those things leaked in a bag that you've ever had?
None that I know of.
Well, it's happened to me on a couple of different occasions. Yeah. Sometimes there's actually milk on the bottom of the container that gets into the bag. Sometimes it just might, leak a little bit. Milk containers aren't the best sealed of containers.
Yeah,
out there.
They're not.
They don't have any washers in their seals or anything like that.
I think that, by the sounds of it, these people don't have a problem with people having to wash their fabric bags.
President Trump's approval rating is evenly split in the poll. 49% of Americans say they support the job Trump's doing compared to 49% who disapprove. More Americans, however, strongly disapprove of the job he's doing compared to strongly approve. Rasmussen contacted 500 Americans per night. This is a daily tracking poll. Okay, so they contacted 500 Americans per night and reported over a three-day rolling average basis. So nearly half of Americans supporting a guaranteed government jobs program. If you think you're ever going to convince those people to let go of those kind of guarantees, those safety nets, those...
Right. Well, government jobs are, I think, designed to keep you there because... You know, they don't pay particularly well. I'm not talking about U.S. government jobs. Mm-hmm. U.S. government jobs
pay better than the quite private well. Equivalents, if there are one.
But if you're talking about state and county and municipal governments and stuff like that, you know, they don't pay that particularly well. They have great benefits. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have optical and dental and these sorts of things. But
pension.
And a pension. But usually, and those are all the benefits that get you to stay.
Mm-hmm.
They're just good enough that you're afraid to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is you're not going to make any great money. Believe me, I had both a fiancé and a wife that worked for municipal, or this was in one case municipal, in one case state government agencies, and they didn't make great money, but they had great benefits. Whereas with the federal government, I can't remember what the number was, but the average pay of a federal government employee was
like 70,000 or
something. It was six figures.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That doesn't include
factoring in the bennies?
That doesn't include, TSA and stuff like that,
okay.
though. You know, it's not going to be enlisted men or officers or anything.
So my point here is, hey, wake up, libertarians. You're not going to convince these people. You'd be lucky to convince a fraction of that 46% that their idea is wrong. Their ideas of government make work, government mandate, government jobs, government handouts, all of these, you know, free money. Free health care, all that stuff, all the, you know, backwards economics, the backwards incentives, you got your work cut out for if you think you're going to convince 5% of those people to change their minds about that. So the best solution, if you want one, is that you've got to gather together with people of a like mindset in a geographic landmass to where liberty ideas, the ideas of freedom, the ideas of, you know, we don't need a coercive state around to forcibly redistribute wealth and mandate, you know, all kinds of stupid victimless crime laws and all the other crap they do, bombing innocent people. You get enough people like that together in one place, and then you have a chance of creating a place that's at least somewhat tolerable to those of us who care about freedom, and then it'll be more intolerable for those people who hate freedom, and they'll leave, and they'll go to places like New York or Florida or other places where there's all kinds of, you know, pro-government people living. It's about creating an intentional community of freedom lovers. If you want to learn more about what's happening here in New Hampshire, to do that, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Hour 3's next.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.